Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. Well, today belongs to the University of Texas. Actually, on a few different fronts. Obviously, the biggest news is Arch Manning commits to Texas, which is, you know, I think some people believed was probably a bit of a long shot, considering they were competing with Alabama and Georgia. But also, Kevin Durant finds himself in the news, and he's an alum of the University of Texas. So, in some ways, this day just really belongs to the Longhorns on many different fronts.
It's funny, though. Kevin Durant played basketball there. Does that count?
Well, I'm sure it does.
If you go to a football school and play basketball there, or if you go to a basketball school and play football there, does it count the same? Not really.
Durant did send a tweet, you know, congrats to Arch Manning, something like that. He always associates himself very much with Texas, even though he only went there for a year.
That's a very non-controversial tweet from KD. It's nice to see him just weigh in on something nice that isn't going to cause a fracas.
Yeah, good use of the word fracas. The NBA stuff that's percolating is that basically Kevin Durant is now monitoring the situation, according to Shams, and thinking about future options if Kyrie Irving does not resign. And Woj is reporting that Kyrie Irving has an extended list of potential teams that he would be willing to be traded to.
This is a non-headline to me because Kevin Durant monitors every single thing on Twitter. He replied to Mike Samter's peanut butter and onion sandwich thing yesterday. Kevin Durant is the most monitoring of all monitors.
Yeah. So voting on every poll.
What was the word that we were arguing about pre-show that Woj used that we didn't know exactly what it meant?
Yes. Woj had said that Durant was considering unfastening. This could be an unfastening of his commitment to the Nets.
It's all we do. We're going to come up with KD euphemisms for he wants out of Brooklyn.
Woj was saying if Kyrie would move, then would Kevin Durant consider an unfastening of his commitment? And this just was so obvious to me. Remember when like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin did a conscious uncoupling? It's like, you got divorced. Just say you got divorced. Half of the country gets divorced. You don't have to do a conscious uncoupling here. You can just file for divorce like everybody else.
Did they monitor the marital situation before they filed for divorce?
I bet KD was monitoring KD their marital situation.
KD has. Are you kidding me? He has so many tweets on Goop and Gwyneth Paltrow. He's a million opinions on that.
Yeah, a surprising amount of opinions.
What is KD doing right now? Is he sitting on his phone?
Sending tweets to Arch Manning. That was like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, it was?
It's like we know every time KD goes to the bathroom.
KD is definitely looking at those Woj and Shams tweets from recently and saying he's crafting the perfect response, just like we all do at home.
Yeah, I'm sure. He does love Twitter, that guy. So, and he obviously has a future in sports media. We know that's for sure, if he wants it. So, yeah, the Arch Manning news, the NBA taking center stage, and obviously the draft is going to be starting in about 3 hours. So we've got so much sort of percolating, and it is at 8, right? 8 Eastern?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I love the draft. I love everything about the outfits. The NBA draft, to me, the NFL is like serious business. The NBA draft, very fun.
The NFL is serious business when Chris Angel was hanging upside down in a straitjacket he was trying to get himself out of. That looked like serious business to you?
But everybody breaks down all the players. You really have to add like 5 players every draft. Everyone knows who's going tonight. There's no great mystery.
Well, not only do we know, we even know the order.
I know.
Thanks to Woj, who basically said it's going to go 1-2-3 with Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, and then Paolo Banchero.
Right. So
I'm still
going to
tune
fun.
In. does this feel a little shades of, remember when the Aaron Rodgers controversy that was drummed up by Adam Schefter before the 2021 draft, because we already knew the order of the first three picks?
Great point. Have to give something for fans to hold on to.
I know. The problem is that if it was just Woj, I could say, all right, well, maybe this is something to boost the and goose the ESPN ratings. But why would Shams care about goosing ESPN's ratings? He doesn't work for them. And he's the one who had the first tweet about Kevin Durant monitoring his situation and keeping his options open.
You're very good at this. You know which camp fed something to a reporter. You have a good hunch of that.
I like to speculate.
Where do you think this came from? It seems pretty clear to me.
Yeah, I think this is coming from the player side.
This is the player side.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, let's get to the top news of the day with one of our absolute favorite people on this earth, and that is Brian Jones, CBS Sports college football analyst. Brian, congratulations to you and the...
What the hell did I do? Nothing.
Yeah, but the University of Texas lands Arch. This is a great day for everybody.
Oh, well, first of all, Maggie! Every time I want to say your name like Miss Feely when she saw her sister Nettie in The Color Purple. Maggie! You know, at the end of the movie. How do you too, Andrew, my man? I did nothing. I had nothing to do with it. I actually did run into Arch's pops at the Byron Nelson Pro-Am last month, and I said, throw up the hookums for me. He said, nope, not yet. So it was a brief interaction as I was looking for my little white ball that I had once again hit a wayward shot, their group was passing. But, it's an excellent recruiting haul for Steve Sarkisian, and this is those of us that were advocating on his behalf to become the next coach at my alma mater. We thought he would be able to inject something into that quarterback room. And now you're seeing the fruits of that with Ewers coming over, transferring from Ohio State, who was originally a Longhorn commit. And of course, the news today with Arch Manning now saying he's going to be a Longhorn. So that has come to fruition. Sark's ability to go in and upgrade the quarterback room. Now it's just about getting on the field and playing some ball. And it's hard to sell a program when you're coming off a 5-7 season. What was the quote? I heard someone say, it's not about what you build, it's what you can sell. And he's been able to sell the program. Now he's going out and attracting the pieces you need to build a program, because the impact of this young man and yours as well, and the others, Bijan Robinson, who was a top recruit, getting those type of players is going to draw attention from other big name players, and they're going to want to take a peek and say, okay, what's going on over there? You know, why would a player of this caliber choose a team that's coming off a 5-7 season, a team that is not back, a team that has struggled mightily, you know, except for a few exceptions over the last decade or so. And so the impact that this young man committing to Texas can have, it's through the roof. So great haul. But that being said, it's one thing to get excited about recruiting. It's another thing when you get out there on that field and you have to start producing those W's. And that's what really will excite a fan base when we see double-digit win totals once again there at the University of Texas.
Okay, Brian, that's all very exciting that you can bring a bunch of quarterbacks in, but you can only play one quarterback at a time, as you well know. So how is this going to play out? You also have Malik Murphy, a top recruit, and Hudson Card in the building. Is it just Arch's team as soon as he gets there?
No. I don't believe so. And you got to go in and you have to earn it. I don't care what your last name is. And he understands that, coming from football royalty and the pedigree from which his stock has emanates from. So he will have to go and earn it. And you don't go to these big-time programs being afraid of competition. So no one's going to have anything handed to him. I hope not. He will have to engage in the process that's near at hand there under Sark, and he has to win the job. And maybe he can play some defense, because that's where they really have some. You look at the numbers offensively. I believe they were second in the Big 12 to Oklahoma last year in offense, and they were able to score some points they just couldn't hold any damn lead. The defense was just woeful. I think they ranked somewhere eighth or ninth in a 10-team league on the defensive side of the ball, and that's in pretty much every category. So they were just historically bad on that side of the ball, and let's hope for the Longhorns' sake that gets better. But no, man, everybody knows you got to walk in there and you got to earn the gig. No one's going to hand you anything, and why would you want them to hand you anything? And he understands that. But again, I reiterate, you can't be scared of competition. And let's say he goes in and he just plays 1 year. He sticks around because Uris has won the job and he maintains that gig before he moves on to the next level. That's fine. Go get your 1 year in, man. I hope it's not a situation where you don't get what you want and your mom and you jump in the portal and start gallivanting across the college football landscape. So, go in, put the work in. And he knew who was on the roster before he said, I'm committing there. And he believes in his talent. Those guys who are already there, Murphy, Ewers, Carr, they believe in their talent. All right. It's one thing to believe it. Now go out there and prove that you're the best person in this room to lead this football team.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gotta love it. Brian Jones is our guest. A very happy Brian Jones, although you're happy all the time, Brian, but especially today.
Thank you, Maggie. I'm always happy.
Especially today because Arch Manning commits to your alma mater, the University of Texas. All right, but I'm going to ask you to take off your UT fan hat for a second. What about the people who say that Alabama was the safer bet? That he should have gone there, it would have been a safer pick because of how dominant Alabama has been over the last few years. What do you say to that?
Stevie Wonder can see that. I mean, yeah, that's a safer pick. You got Nick Saban over there. You got Dabo at Clemson, even though they took a step back a season ago. I believe they rebound. Ohio State, all those big programs were the safer bet than Texas. As I mentioned a moment ago, 5-7 a season ago, they haven't really been back. So they struggled. And yeah, but also, some of these guys, I heard a recruit who actually was committed to Texas, one of the top running backs, who says he's going to Louisville now. He wants to go and be a part of building something. Well, hell, you could have built something in Texas, man. Some building blocks. His life, his sports journey, let him live it. But of course, you could have taken that route. You could have waited Bryce Young. That whole thing ran its course, which will probably culminate, this season, with this being his last, having been on campus now 3 years at the end of the 2022 season. Yeah, that's a safer route. But he wanted to go and embark on a different journey. And if he stays put, he's going to be in the SEC. Where his family has made their name. I applaud him not taking that safer route. Yeah, that would have been like being in the rocket chair, as they say in Smokey and the Bandit. I'm in the rocket chair, baby. I'm in the middle of this convoy. But he wants to go and help build something and reestablish that Texas brand. So I tip my hat to him and all these young men who are jumping on board of what Sark and that staff are attempting to construct, because it's not going to be easy. And I've been part of that at the University of Texas. When I transferred there, then they were down. And we made our minds up. We were going to hold each other accountable, and we were going to build that program back to where it had lived for a long, long time, for decades, and we were able to accomplish that. And I'm hoping the same here, if not this year, in the near, near future.
Brian, you mentioned Reuben Owens, who left Texas to go to Louisville. Louisville's become like this NIL super school now. Is NIL affecting everything we're seeing in this recruiting trail? It doesn't feel like it was a factor with Arch, but it does feel like it's mentioned in a lot of recruiting stories now.
Oh, go ahead and say who mentioned it. Come on, Coach Saban going on. and then that just pitiful retraction he attempted to issue by saying, well, I didn't mean to mention any name. That's a bunch of bull dookie. You knew the names at the top of your breath. You knew who they were. That's why you mentioned them. And throw Texas in there as well, because he was on me. He and I were at a function this past February, and he was getting on me when he found out I was from Texas. And he threw my Longhorns in there with Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies, saying that they were using NIL to get these players. Well, it's the new landscape. All these kids have to deal with it. You know what? I'm not surprised if some are putting that at the top of the list when they go out on the recruiting trail, but I'm going to tell you that it's an insult, and it should be an insult to these kids because they come in there waving money or NIL deals in front of you. You're supposed to wave that program and what I can accomplish and how I can grow as a young man into a man under your tutelage there on your campus, and how you can help me develop into a much better athlete and football player. That's what should lead. So I would not surprise as Jimbo Fisher, and he and I and Adam Zucker laughed about it last year there at the SEC Media Days in Birmingham. We laughed about NIL had always been here just under the table, which is the truth. So I'm not surprised that now it's out in the open that people are going to utilize it in nefarious ways. I'm sure no one's shocked with that scenario. But, you know, Coach Saban made the point about it. He's correct in some regard. And, yes, he meant to name names. That's why he named names. But I would hope at some point we get some guardrails on it. And we said this from the outset, Maggie and Andrew, that they're going to need – this is going to be the Wild Wild West until we start wrapping our arms around how to pull this thing back and start regulating it. I'm not so sure how you do that. But we have to figure out a way to where there is a more of a fair landscape, and not just the you know, those with deep pockets that are able to go out and wave deals in front of these young men and sway sway them into joining their ranks.
Brian, we'll get you out on this one because I know this might be a little bit unfair, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway because I need your gut reaction to this. Now you get the news that Arch Manning has signed with Texas, or is committing to Texas, rather. Would it feel a bit disappointing if Arch doesn't lead Texas to at least the college football playoff, if not a national championship?
I hope someone leads them to that prior to Arch stepping on campus, honestly. And if it's not him, someone else that's in that locker room lead them there. I'm not going to put that type of pressure on the young man. I want him and everyone that chooses to wear that Texas orange to walk in there and just play their butts off, you know, put the work in and become a better player than you were prior to walking through those doors. That's the key. And that may sound Pollyannish, but that's all you can hope for, is that they come in and do the work, and everything else, I'm telling you, will fall into place. If you just make up your mind, I'm going to be a football player. I'm not going to allow any of these distractions, whether it's NIL, whether it's the Austin nightlife, which got in my way a few times.
Well, maybe that's a better question. What's a day in the life going to be like for Arch Manning as the starting quarterback for the University of Texas?
Well, when I was there, I was broke, and I still had a damn good time. So I can only imagine when you got a few coin in your pocket, all the damage you can do. But nowadays, with all the people in your business, and hell, everyone is TMZ with your phones. I'm just glad that wasn't around when I was playing. I wouldn't be talking to y'all right now.
Arch Manning grew up in the French Quarter in New Orleans. I think that
he has some experience.
He'll be okay.
Well, I don't think he was parading around the French Quarter as I was during my Saints days. Let's hope not. I'm going to put some good money on that. Listen, you just got to stay focused on the main thing, and that's the key. And all, you know, it's cliche-ish, but that's truth. And we try to make this bigger than what it is. It's simple. Take care of your business, and your business will take care of you. That's the key for him. Everyone else that walks through there, I'm hoping they have a ton of success. I was there for spring ball, and a few people I talked to that are close to the program said leaders are starting to emerge, and that's what you need. And a toughness has to start to emerge, and it seems as though that's starting to take hold, because that second one, and I'm not looking past the first one, but we know who that second one is on the docket come September, And if you're not ready for that, you will be thoroughly embarrassed.
Yep, Alabama. That's going to be a fun one. Man, Brian Jones, your career is basically like the all nightlife team for the United States. You got UCLA, Austin, Texas. You played for the Los Angeles Raiders. You played for the Miami Dolphins, the New Orleans Saints. Damn. Good for you.
Well, I signed with the Dolphins. I never played for them because of a back injury, but I more than made up for missing that time in Miami.
Very good. Brian, can't tell you how much we appreciate you taking some time for us today. Congratulations to your alma mater, University of Texas, Lance Arch Manning. Big day.
Thank you, Maggie, Andrew, and please slap Samter for me.
Oh,
done. Done, Brian.
We'll go to a commercial break right now just to do it.
He promised me a pork chop sandwich for coming on the show today, so I'm going to make him pay.
Collect on that. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all take care.
Bye-bye. Brian Jones, the best.
That's awesome. And I think he should take credit for this because he has represented the University of Texas well.
Of course.
Which has established this program so a guy like Arch Manning can go. If I'm him, I'm celebrating all day. I'm taking full credit.
Victory laps everywhere. 855-212-4CBS. What do you think of Arch Manning going to the University of Texas? That's the commit. Coming up, we will... Oh, how well do we really know these NBA draft prospects? Of course, the draft is less than 3 hours away. We put each other to the test. Next, it's Maggie and Perloff right here, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.